Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit.
Stand up.
Hey, one more time, y'all. We ain't here. A rewind.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean Rap Daddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross to No Limit.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
Hey, welcome to the real Sean Ross live radio talk show and jam session. Hey, Lisa Stewart, we got a banger today. We got who we got in the building? Slim, AK, y'all know anything about No Limit? It ain't my fault. I'm trying to tell you, we got Silk the Shocker live in the radio station. What's up, Silk the Shocker?
What's good, hey. Fam? What's good on this road? What's good?
Okay, good.
Can you hear me?
You hear the window? You got the window down. Yeah, we can hear you. You good? You good? But the window's down. We can hear the wind all the way from Ohio to Zimbabwe.
I'm on this road.
It's
all good. What's good with you?
Oh, I'm glad to have you celebrating my 1 year celebration this whole month. And we got Devin Kelly. I mean, her song Fire is blowing up the radio charts. Devin, welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. What's up, Devin Kelly?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm good. How you doing?
All right. Can't complain. Hey, Phil, can you roll that window up, bro? Hey, roll that window up, bro. Yo, you got the job talk now?
It's up. It's just I'm on the road. That's all. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you now. Yeah, that's
better.
So much better.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. So, hey, I'm glad to have both of y'all on the show. We're going to go back. We're going to listen to Devin. It's just a lot of things we want to get your opinion on right off the bat. We're going to go ladies first, and then I'm going to hop to Silk because I know I don't have Silk that long. I'm waiting on my other guests who are supposed to be in the building. They be coming. You know how people do. They time, central time, folks. We got to work on them. Hey, Silk, you got to talk to Mace, y'all. I don't know what's going on with Mace. I don't get it.
Mace on black folks time, you know.
yeah. Well, you already know. You already know it. So tell us this. With everything going around, I mean, first off, Devin, how did you get in the music industry, and where are you from? Can you let our listeners out here, want y'all know we on Roku, Apple TV, Android, and Blog Talk Radio. So, hey, Debbie, tell us something about yourself.
Well, I'm from Houston, Texas, and I started doing music because my mom was a songwriter, and she used to write into Lori Ayers and Jill Scott Heron, and I was just inspired by, like, reading her journals and seeing them around when I was little. So this is where I'm at right now, and I love it. I love being in LA and writing with different people and being from Houston. You know, we are more like grassroots. So being out here like in Hollywood and really seeing how things are put together, it's inspiring. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. All right. I believe so. Didn't you do some time in Houston?
Yep, I just lived out there for quite a while, about 4 or 5 years. Loved it. So yep.
All right.
My second home.
That's one. All right. That's good. Now I want y'all to know, Lisa probably can chime in on this. Lisa, now, is it true that I don't know if y'all heard that they had two, you know, in the state of America right now, before we go to the music aspect, I know Silk likes it. He's very in tune to social things that are going on. Did y'all hear about the two hangings that was down in Houston in the Texas area?
I heard about it. It's devastating.
Yeah, I didn't hear about two. I think I heard about one.
Now, Lisa, did you hear about that as well?
I didn't hear the Houston. I heard the two in L.A. I actually know one of the young men's family, the one out in Lancaster, California.
So there was a hanging in Lancaster, California?
Yes.
Wow. So let me ask you. So let me get your thought and opinion. Why do you think we're hearing such things in 2020 about African Americans being hung?
I just think that that's the way of the world right now. I think we got a lot of people that's pushing this agenda, and I think that it's where we at. I think it's gonna be something that we don't change the narrative of this kind of these kind of crimes or whatever, you know, I think it's just going to get worse and worse. Like, I think that they, you know, some people got opinion on black or white, but realistically, it's not a black. It's just realistically right or wrong. And I think that now a lot of stuff is coming because now you got a lot of people, you know, kind of held themselves off. They was had a couple racist people out there. And now this is giving them a bed to kind of, you know, come out the closet to say, or come out and now all of a sudden be out in the public and they're going to take their shot. And I think that's the way we got the world right now, where a lot of hate going on, a lot of just stuff that I ain't think we'll ever see in this time, but it's happening. And if we don't change the leadership, it's going to get worse. So I think that's just, you know, add to fuel to the fire. Like, I think that's tolerated right now, and I think that, you know, I think it's tolerated, yeah.
I agree, but I don't think it's the leadership that needs to be changed. I really think that what needs to change is the foundation, because this foundation has been long before the leadership that we have.
That's true.
You know, and it's gone even through a black man. It's gone even through a man that's depicted as black. So we can't really blame it on the leadership. We have to blame it on the foundation, and we have to demand a restructuring of the foundation so we can live and so our children
and their children's children
can live.
No, I think you're definitely right on that. But I was saying that the leadership is adding to it. So I think that if you got the foundation good, you got the foundation, but then at the top of it, you know, you're kind of – I mean, listen, I ain't blaming nobody but the people who's doing it. I think end of the day is same thing with, you know, with somebody watching a movie. You know, you got to blame the person who's doing it. So to me, I think you're right. I think you do have to clean up the foundation, but also you have to clean up, you know, the policies and stuff like that, because right now they have policies that clearly is against us. And I'm my brother locked up. I can tell you firsthand, it doesn't benefit people like ourselves. So yeah, I agree with you. The foundation definitely got to get fixed, but we also got
to
do.
And they need to apologize to black people.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
No, we know that 426 years of
yep.
building this country. I think we need to get to some type of recourse
of
action.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And I do agree with Silk, but in essence, when you say the foundation, we need to hold people that are accountable in our elected offices that does come a train to that leadership to help change that foundation. Because if we don't have the proper leadership to change those foundations won't be changed. They'll be covered up, talked about today, and gone tomorrow. You know.
Well, because the local votes are the ones that count.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry.
So, here's the thing about it. We hope that the votes will help because right now they're suppressing all these votes. They're making it hard for us to vote. So, yeah, if we had a logistic, you know, like a real live vote where whatever our vote do matter, do count, then I think we'll be able to change this world quickly. But you see all the stuff that happened in Atlanta. It's like one guy told me they used to have 2,000 or 3,000 voting stations, and then it's all the way down to 80 or 100. That's a big difference. Like, so they're trying to suppress it, but our votes do count. In the real world, those votes really count. I'm just hoping that, you know, we fix that part because that's a real thing. Suppression is a real thing. So, you know, that's a start. So we do have to find a place to start at. But yeah, you guys go ahead.
Definitely vote locally, guys. You got to vote locally. So the people that you vote for can make the right decisions for you because those are the only votes that really count. They're the electoral votes. So just make sure that you vote in your communities and the places that you have a home in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. And most definitely, I want to, well, as we, since we're talking about current events right now, before I go into back to the music, et cetera, and get into what we got going on for 2021 still, and also Devin Kelly, you know, hey, I like to do collabs where I bring people on the show for certain reasons and to make it happen.
A drone.
So, but before, most definitely.
A drone. Sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to ask Lisa, the current event that you were talking about today, the current event that I've seen today, let me retract. Today, two officers in the Atlanta shooting of Mr. Brooks, I seen the defense, the attorney general, said them two men will definitely be charged, and one officer is definitely to testify against other charge. And what I didn't know is that after the one officer shot Mr. Brooks, he went and stood on his back. How do y'all feel about that?
Okay.
Starting with you, Silk.
What's that, my brother? I missed the last part. I'm driving through this little mountain part. But go ahead. You got
okay. The last part was the officers that were accused in the shooting of Mr. Brooks over last weekend at the Wendy's parking lot. Do you know after he shot two times and killed Mr. Brooks that he did then went to him and stood on his back of a bleeding man that he shot twice?
Wow.
How do you feel about that? I don't know if y'all knew about that, but it came out today. The district attorney said that today in Atlanta.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I was kind of fed up with just them shooting him in the back like that. But yeah, I didn't even know that part. I got to do my homework on that. But if that's true, man, that's just how they look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been dealing with that. I'm sure anybody who's color of our skin has definitely had somebody in their family deal with that. But man, that's just another side of disrespect of how much they value us. So yeah, that's sad if that's true.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Ms. Devin Kelly, how do you feel about your thoughts?
I think this is just all so traumatizing. I think this is just screwed up, and it's just like it's bigger than racism, it's classism, it's hatred, and it's deeply rooted. And I think that these cops need to start doing, they need to be like, do community service hours in every neighborhood that they police, every neighborhood they have to drive through. They need to know the foundation of it so it can't be so easy for them to just stand on our backs and put their knees on our necks. Like, that's what's too much, you know. Y'all too comfortable. Y'all need to do something. Y'all need to feed the homeless. Y'all need to go to the churches, meet the pastors, and really get to the root. And if they don't want to do that, they don't need to be police officers. Because we don't even know these people. Like, we ain't never seen these people in our lives, and they all just come out so aggressive. Y'all don't even know who we are. Like, that's crazy.
There definitely needs to be some community with policing, some type of strategic vetting of each. I mean, so they can have some type of balance.
We need to know their names. We need to know their names. We need to know who they are when they drive through our neighborhoods. Like, we own these houses. We own these blocks. Like, where this is, you know what I'm saying? So no. We need to know who these people are, so when it goes down, we don't have to look for them on Instagram and find their badge number. We can know that it was Officer So-and-so because he served on last Friday.
Most definitely. Miss Lisa Stewart, what is your thoughts?
Well, one of the things we definitely have to do is do some reform as far as what are they qualifying these officers at. I had a guy who actually worked for me. I fired because he was racist. We were running a whole community. He was racist. And next thing I know, he comes back. He's like, oh, I'm LAPD. I'm like, how'd they let you in? No way you could have passed a psychological test. No way you could have passed any background test, because my statement when you got terminated was very clear. So we need to hold them accountable on how they're hiring these people and also how they're training these people. Because it doesn't come down to color as much, because an officer is an officer before he's any other race. And we see that with our black cops. They're police before they're black. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
They've been trained. They've been conditioned to feel this way. And then when you go to some of the training or you go to some of the speaking, because I'm very active, I go to different meetings. The police station does hold meetings once a week, and you can go to it. When you go there, you kind of hear how they talk. The man actually told me to train my son that whatever that officer says is correct and that he is to mind him to the letter of the law. You know, he's not to ask any questions. He just goes with the officer. And I said, well, wait a minute. Why does my son not have rights when everybody else has rights? And this was a police captain here in L.A. saying that, a retired captain, I should say, who was actually a fraternity brother of your son.
Wow.
I had to say that.
The Q's in the building, Roo-Roo.
I had to get up and walk out. I was like, you're not going to tell me that I got to teach my son that he's less than. How about we teach your police that all African-Americans are not wild animals and that they don't get to treat them any kind of way? How about we work on your side as well as work on our side? But how about we train these officers in a different way, because they know that they can get away with it doing it to African-Americans as opposed to anybody else. Everybody else will enact, you know, their rights.
That's absolutely true. And we want all right. That's a good start. We have Silk the Shaka and we have Devin Kelly and waiting on Mr. Nate will definitely be gracing us in a very few seconds. So hey, but before we get started, we got Devin Kelly in the building. Devin Kelly, tell us about this song I'm about to play here called Fire. What made you write that? Matter of fact, you know what? I want everybody here, and then we're going to come back and ask you some questions. And I know before you leave the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, Big Sister Almighty Lisa Stewart will have you in the hot seat. All right, y'all, here we go. Oh, Devin, you want to let everybody know? Let's premiere it on my show right now. What are we about to hear?
We are about to hear my new Afrobeat single, Fire.
From the moment that I saw you, step into me like a cobra. Told you how to pull up on you. Pull up, I can put it on you. And I do it right away. I'll be by your side a while. Turns out the interior, it's not the exterior. Yeah, you be my one and only one. A soldier, give me loving and attention, almost never have to mention, cause you do it right away, he'll be by my side a while.
Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at Joyful Expressions Gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. Joyful Expressions Gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. We just heard from Devin Kelly. We have Silk the Shop in the building, Devin Kelly in the building, Lisa Storton in the building, and himself showed up to the party when he, like Silk called it. Mr. Money Mace, president and CEO of Got That Bag Entertainment record label, is definitely in the building. What's up, Mr. Mace? Money Mace.
What's happening, man? What's going on with y'all like that, man?
Man, trying to get it. Yeah, you just heard Miss Devin Kelly. She's in the building. Devin Kelly, I have to ask you, that song is fire. What made you come up with that sound?
Thank you. Well, I went to Nigeria. I'm Nigerian, Cameroonian, and Creole, but I'm from Houston. I'm from Third Ward. So I recently went on a promo tour in Nigeria after I had one Afrobeat song, and I decided to do my whole project with my friends and my producers in Nigeria. And just as soon as I heard the beat, that's what I said. I stopped writing, and I just started singing with one of my partners, and it's just, you know, it's a vibe. I love the instruments and the sequence and how they do their music out there. It's just real, I feel like it's real natural for me, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Creole, all that. Boy, it's fire. You ain't half-stepping. I know it's going to be on, as it's climbing up the charts. Just remember, y'all heard it first. I know it's out, but y'all heard it really first on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Now, Lisa Stewart, what are we going to do with Mr. Money Mace? What are we going to do with him?
Hey, Mace.
What's going on?
Hey, you know, grinding every day grinding. What's going on with Got That Back? What's that got coming out? Let's talk about it.
We got two singles we about to drop. We got 10K got one with Clever, and they got another one that we're going to drop with Rod Wade. We got Rod Wade on one joint that we're going to drop with them. Right now we just getting the shows locked in, and pretty much we just sold out one show down here with Rod Wade opening up for. We just sold that show out.
What's the next show? I believe on the 27th, if I'm right.
27th, yeah, June 26th. 26th and 27th. We got one 26th and
I'm be busy, because you know, Lisa, you know, we hosting with the real, you know, our crew is just like, you know, what they call it, the morning crew. We hosting one of them. I know almost one of them shows. You know, hey, I'm going to a convertible 1920 Bentley, you know, something like that. I know they made something like that, or Ford. I don't know, but I got to be in the building, Money Mace. I mean, for real.
I got you.
We
got to
make it happen.
That's my second home. I'm ready for. I'm homesick from Cali.
Well, come on back.
Yeah, publicist, come on. Yeah, we got to make it happen. Let's make it do what it do. But, you know, we do this every week on The Real Sean Ross with Love live radio. Somebody got on here, The Real Sean Ross Love Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Oh, boy. Engineers, here we go. But, hey, I got to play this because y'all know, you know, this is what we do every week to let everybody know that, you know, we live. But I don't even see it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Uh-oh. Oh, no, that's the who's working the studio back there? Hey, Lisa Story, you better get you some more engineers. We can't be doing this. You know, Granny ain't having me come to do this for y'all to be messing up her song. Here we go, y'all. We're going to take it back. And, you know, Miss Devin Kelly, you're going to be in the hot seat because you got to tell us what this song mean to you. Here we go, y'all. Then Money Mace. Hey.
Made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look at that. The way you held me, no one could tell me that love would die. Oh, why did I have to find this photograph? Thought I had forgot the past, and now I'm slipping back. But it's over. Here I go again. The way you held me, no one could tell me that it would die. Hey!
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Hey, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Hey, it's going down, y'all. So, hey, what does that song mean to y'all when y'all hear it? I'm starting with you, Devin Kelly.
That nigga, hey,
That song just makes me think about, like, when I was riding home, when I used to ride to school when I was little, my mom used to always play songs like that. So it just makes me think about, like, when I was just a little kid, my mom used to always play, like, all the throwback R&B songs, and that was one of them, so.
Okay. All right, Miss Lisa Stewart. Sounds like a plan. Loud Money Mace in the building. What, you got a toga party or something? What's going on? Where y'all at? 10K in the building? My nephews, what's going on over there? It's live to the mall on the radio station, man. Everybody on the show, pass it forward. Let's get a shout out.
Hey, y'all called me in the studio, man. They ain't here acting a fool, man. Y'all called me in the studio. 10K in here. I got Trap Boy Rick in here, the newest member of the GDB family. They ain't here wilding up, man. Well, I can tell you what the song means.
Well,
me. Hey, when I was young and I didn't wash the dishes, I got in trouble. I remember my mom used to play that song. I'm going to take you back to bed.
Okay. That way, I know mama. My mama looked like you. When mama put the foot down, I'm her other son. Tell Ricky, I ain't the only brother in that household. I'm her other son. Yeah, I'm going to go home like Black Moses. But I'm like, hey, just, well, I was the baby that was left on the porch. Yeah, but since y'all in the studio, I need to hear something, man. Pick that young man by the name of Got That Bag Rick on the phone. Let him drop a hot. I need a hot 8 right now. That's what we're talking about. Devin Kelly, your shot. I'm going to show you how these boys in Alabama get done.
They
put them on.
He said drop an 8 for him right now, L.
We waiting. Drop a hot 8. We ain't tripping now. Your world premiere
drop a high eight,
on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Let's go, baby. Talk to me.
The money don't fold up. I'm rich on my roller. 20 bricks in the shoulder of that S5. Don't test mining. Don't forget, because I told you, be cool. Just relax a little bit and know the lick when I roll up. I just pick up and I drop off. I don't speak when I'm talking on fold up. Don't... Hey, man, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I should have said a hot 32. Whoa, now. That's what they do. Got that bag over there. Okay. All right. Well, welcome back and doing what y'all do, man. Well, where my nephews at, 10K? Where my nephews at? Where Kiki?
What up, huh?
What's up? What's going on with 10K? Talk to me. What you got going on, man? Can you drop a hot 8 for America right now? What's up? Let them know who you are.
I'm Money Mace of 10K.
Okay. How long you been rapping, sir?
About three years now.
3 years now, okay. I know y'all got a lot of hot hits like Designer, hit the K, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, I mean, what's going on? What y'all got next? What's this big song? Matter of fact, I ain't worried about what's going next. Give your uncle a hot 8. Give me a hot 8, man. Come on, we ain't playing.
Give me a hot 8.
You give me a hot 8? Yeah, this is what we talking about. Give me a hot 8.
Let me give you a hot 8.
This ain't no... Yeah.
Give me the loot.
Hey, you got
then
chips.
I'm going to dip. Take it to the stash and stack it like chips. These niggas bad by running their lips. Take it to the bank. You know how it is. Hey.
Say, it's the
okay,
crush,
okay.
With the with the sec- oh, I'm about to start going.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Do so.
Okay.
Oh, my bad. This here kick you a 10K, and here go my 8. Say, is it pressure? We can pull her with the checker. Start a shooter from the necker like we giving you a checker. Giving shots to all my patients like we working at a vet. Got big dogs up on the stage and we looking for who next. Yeah, we coming from the south, so you know we throwing foes. And my brother, he a slime. He a wiper, hit a nose. If you playing with the click, you know I'm slime. But all my bros say it's pressure, homie, because all my peoples want the smoke.
Wow. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's how we stay on top in the chart game of this rap, R&B, hip-hop. Devin Kelly, 10K, Mr. May, Silk and Shocker. We are on our way. Lisa Stewart, man. Y'all the truth. Y'all the truth. So how's everything going? Am I missing somebody? I'm missing somebody. Who else in the studio?
You. Come on with it.
What'd you say, Lisa?
Did we get Silk on the back down memory lane?
No, Silk just dropped off. Yeah,
okay.
Silk dropped. I see the call. Car just dropped off. You know, he is, and he was driving, so you know, he did what he had to do. He did a commercial standby for the 1 year anniversary. So we gonna haze him up. He got to hear Devin Kelly. He said, "Good job, Devin Kelly. Keep up the good work." We in bed. We got the collabo. Got that bag, no limit in the building. Did we miss somebody, Money Mace?
Nah, that's all we got in the studio tonight.
No. Yes, we did. We ain't heard. Hey, Lisa, did we hear from Mace?
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, Mace, come on, Mace. We ain't hear nothing, Mace. Come on, man. But yeah, you thought we were gonna let you off the hook? Come on, man. You know you're in the hot seat. Come on. Matter of fact, we want a hot 16 from you.
A hot 16.
Woo. Yes, sir.
Let me see what we got for y'all. I said, I'm looking through the window, cause my paper don't fold. I'm gonna do it like this. I gotta let y'all know. GDB, we got a bag for the foes. We gonna drop it off and knock on your door. We flip back, run it back, stack it and flip, cause I'm gonna do it like this. I like my chips. I like to dip it in the green and turn it to the white. I'm gonna do it like this, cause I can cook all night.
Oh, well.
okay. We done heard it live. We done heard, yeah, I learned live. Oh, yeah, y'all know what now? When y'all come to my city, you know what? What they say when you come to, damn, you got to tap in. When you come to my city, tell me, hey, y'all, we're going to do it like this. I'm going to give it to my man Dre on the West Coast. And, you know, he's in the building. He always showed us love when we go out to the West Coast. Well, I'm from the West Coast. But, you know, make sure second home. Uh-huh. So, you know, we're going to do it like this for Dre. Here we go.
Non-stop boogie. The real Sean Ross Talk Show. Never gonna love no broke. Rod Brown, out of bounds, 40 cal, 30 grams.
You know what, y'all? That, homie, that was nip. I got it wrong, y'all. Hey, I'm human, y'all. I got it wrong. The engineer thought I said nip. I said tap, not nip. Tap, engineer. Here we go, y'all, on the real Sean Ross live radio talk show and jam session. And it's still love, too, however they got it. We doing this all love. Devin Kelly, you live on the real Sean Ross show. We doing it like this one time. Devin Kelly, you got to learn how to do this one time.
Hustle, rest up, King. When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now, homie, tap in, tap in.
Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Hey, I had a question. I had to ask Silk the Shocker. Silk, what you got to do if you come to LA? You got to do what?
Say it again.
When you come to LA, did you hear that last little hook? Did you hear the last little hook, Silk the Shocker? When you come to the city, you got to tap in. Tap in. Hey, you know he came to work late, Silk. Mr. Money Made It, he's in the building, and he's late. and he did show up. Hey, Mace, are you there?
It's better late than never.
Yeah, he made it. But back in the day, Big Bro been out and gave somebody a brown bag lunch. Yeah, we're trying to set a good example for this beautiful young lady. Y'all got to check her out, Devin Kelly. She's hot. She's on the fly. She's doing big things, and it's going down. But on the music side, so one question I wanted to ask you, but before we get out of here for the night is, and what advice would you give to aspiring upcoming artists, and what work ethic would you think they need to comply with?
I mean, it's going to sound cliche, but, I mean, realistically, man, you got to try your best to stick to what you want to do and what you want to be known for. And then, just keep working because, eventually it's going to be your time. But most people give up before it's their time. They're thinking, oh, okay, the world, doing it this way or whatever. And, you try to change up, but it's not you. So I tell them, try to say is whoever they want to be, try to stick to that. And then just keep working. And sometimes it don't happen overnight. Sometimes it takes a while. But, eventually, if you keep going long enough, you'll get it.
Hey, sound like a plan. No limits fine. It's Silk the Shocker in the building, y'all. That's right. Silk, you want to talk about that book? That book, man, is a fire. How can I get that book?
You can go to pagebooks.com. What it is, it's just, all of my experience is kind of like what helped me be successful, what helped No Limit be successful. It's kind of like it navigates you through the stuff that you need to do in order to be, I can't give you the total blueprint of it, but at least it'll be a step in the right direction because you need knowledge in order to be successful in your business,
All right. Very much appreciate that. Much appreciate that. So, Mr. Mace, you want to chime in on that? What you think? What tools do you think somebody need to have to be successful in this music business? Being a CEO yourself.
I mean,
you got to stay committed, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to hear a whole lot of no's before you hear the yeses. You know what I'm saying? But you got to let that make you go harder. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got, like, I mean, it's like Silk said, you got to stick to your guns, man. Like, I want to be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already got the Tupacs and the Nips, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we already had them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be known for Mace. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be known for, you know what I'm saying, the guy that sound like Future or the guy that sound like, you know what I'm saying, the next person. I want to be known for me and stick to my craft. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I do, you know what I'm saying, with the artists up under me. I don't try to change them. I don't try to tell, you know what I'm saying, this is what's in, do this or do that. I let them do them.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, that's it. That's the plan. I mean, and like I said, Mason, 10K, he got his group. Everybody's different, like, you know what I'm saying? So everybody's unique. So if he got three or four groups, they don't have to sound the same. He let everybody be them. So that way when they finally make it, they don't have to pretend like, Mace made me sound like this or whatever. They'll be comfortable in their own skin. They'll be comfortable performing what they feel like is their best music, not what Mace think is the best music or what I think is the best music. And you know, so that's what he's saying. Basically, if you stick to your guns long enough and keep on doing what you're doing, once you finally make it, it'll be easy to you, because it's easy being you, but it's hard being somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Hard, you know what I'm saying? So, yep.
Trust me.
That's
facts. Trust me, I believe it, because it's rough being Sean Ross, man. Sometimes I want to kick him in the ankle.
I tell you.
Right. Yeah,
it's a whole different story. So disrespectful, so disrespectful.
Hey, Devin Kelly, how do you feel about what you heard from these two gentlemen?
I totally agree. It's about identifying your lane and staying there, you know. I feel like that's the best way to get to any destination or to get to higher heights. It's just like knowing your lane, know who you are, and not being afraid to be that and pursue that wholly. So I totally agree, definitely. I heard no wrong. If I did, I would tell you guys.
Chime in. All right. Beautiful. Devin Kelly in the building. Lisa Storr, how you feel, sis? What do you think? What's going on? What it do?
Hey. So I wanted to ask Silk about this wealth building thing that they have going on. Can we talk a little bit about that? Teaching people how to build their own wealth?
That, you know what? Now, I can already tell you that they're going to have people tune in and make sure they chime in to Keys to Black Wealth. That's this weekend.
Yeah.
That is this weekend. Keys to Black Wealth, a summit. If you go on my site, go on my Facebook page, you should have at least. I'm telling everybody, get your tickets. Keys to Black Wealth. Be going on Master P, Romeo, Ray J, Omarosa, Lisa Ray McCoy, Dr. Jarrell Hill, Mike Johns. I mean, it's over 40 speakers this weekend, starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. DJ Dime Piece, DJ Sergey Boogie, DJ Low Key. I mean, they got DJs that it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. Matter of fact, I'm leaving at 9:30 in the morning, Mr. Mace. I will be calling you saying, SOS, if I have any problem representing Got That Bag Entertainment at Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'll be hopping in the van, driving, and turn around and let you commit. Oh, Lord,
Hey, but listen, before we chime out, I got to say this, because I got to give respect to where respect due. You know what I'm saying? I'm fortunate to have Lisa, you, and Silk, you know what I'm saying, in the corner and helping me, you know what I'm saying, build, because I wouldn't be where I'm at if it weren't for you guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lisa, she always, you know what I'm saying, go out the way and help me do what I need to do. You do what you do, and Silk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Got That Bag, appreciate what y'all do for us.
Appreciate it. We're here. We tied at the hip, bro. Little big bro. We just got to haze Big Sister Lisa to get us out.
I wanted to announce an event I'm putting together along with a whole team of people. We're actually partnering up with Twitch and possibly BET. We have the meeting tomorrow with BET. But we are doing a old school telethon where basically we're going to talk about the issues at hand with the Black Lives Matter, the issues with the systemic racism. We're bringing out all of Hollywood, all your A-listers from everywhere, from all walks, from comedy, music, actors, and, you know, it's quite a few names that are on board. We'll release that soon, but it's a big movement. Twitch is coming on board to let us live stream for 12 hours around the world. We have locations in L.A., Miami, Memphis, Tennessee, and also in South Africa, as well as Ghana, artists, and France. We actually have the Drake of France. He's actually committed his time to come in and do a live stream performance to raise awareness on the, basically like the young lady said, we're going back to the systemic racism that's been inbred for years that needs to be handled. And also we're going to talk about our leadership, because you have to talk about the leadership. This man has opened the door for racists to come out and feel safe to come out, because they feel like they have that backing. It's going to be a huge, huge event. We're basically going to pass the baton from Lou Ross. I don't know if you guys know, I work with Lou Ross Jr. and Luana. Basically passing the baton, Lou Ross Jr. for 35 years did his telethon for United Negro College Fund. So we're going to be passing that baton to a celebrity of today to take on that cause, to make sure that we keep that going for another at least 35 years and then pass the baton on again. But we are definitely going to do that. His family will be presenting that to the next celebrity.
All right. So, do we know who the next celebrities will be?
Well, we got a couple of candidates. I don't want to say. We're reaching out.
Right. Stay tuned.
They are big celebrities, so we're going to figure it out. Because it is a task and a duty that they are taking on that we, you know, are going to do every year.
How do people get involved with it? How can the American public just listen now and get involved in it?
What they can do is direct message me or email me at rilproductions@gmail.com. Or, you know, if you're on Instagram, a lot of people are communicating through Instagram. Lisa Stewart 239.
Y'all heard her, 239, if you want to be involved. All right. So will there be performances on this telethon coming up? And do we have an actual date?
We actually do. It's going to be right now tentative. July 19th. That's the day we're aiming for, because we need to move quickly to make sure that we cover the issues as needed. And then, again, we have to fit around a lot of people's schedules. Because, again, it is a lot of people. You got your Brad Pitts, you got your Rihanna's, you got your – everybody is on this movement, and as they should be, and who are willing to give their time for such an event. So we will be everywhere. It won't be a sit-in. It's going to be live stream because of, you know, the COVID. But we are providing studios that are being donated to us to come in if you'd like to do your performance at a studio, or you can do it at your home. It's up to you. But it will be a 12-hour worldwide event.
12-hour worldwide event. I'm glad I'm in there somewhere. I'll be hosting a segment for it, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all heard her straight from Lisa Stewart's mouth. Sean Ross will be hosting a minute or 30 seconds of that event. Yeah. And in my 30 seconds, I'm going to have the whole boat loop, 10K, Mr. Mace, Devin Kelly in the building. In my 30 seconds, y'all. And we going to be hyped. Mama Glow ain't chiming in today. We're going to have to call her, Miss Money Mace. We're going to say, Mama Glow, she said she don't get that title over there from Second Chance. We in trouble.
I'm working on it.
We in trouble. Yes, indeed. So, hey, y'all, while we got your time, Devin Kelly, can you give us a little more info? Give us your tag. How can people find you? How can people get your music? It's your time to shine. Soul sister around the world, people listen to Devin Kelly right now.
It's your girl, Devin Kelly, from Third Ward, Houston, Texas. And you can find me at devinkellyofficial.com. That's DevinKellyOfficial official.com. Devin Kelly Official on Instagram, Devin Kelly Official on Loom. I mean, every platform, if you search Devin Kelly, you can find me. And make sure you stream Fire and also Beat Remix is out right now, too. So make sure you also stream that. And thank you so much for having me. Bestie, Sean, you already know I got you.
Your bestie. All right. I love that. 10K, how can we find 10K? Where they at?
You can find them on Instagram at 10K The Movement.
10K The Movement. Yes, 10K. Yeah, okay. How about your personal tag? Where can people find you? All the ladies out there listening, how can they find you?
On Instagram, Mase_10K. That's Mase_10K.
All right. Poodle. All right, what's King King?
King King.
We got the whole fam also. We got that bag, entertainment@.net. That's the website. Y'all can go on there and see the shows, updates. Yeah, also can get merch from on there. Video links and everything, new music and all the blogs. It's on now. Here's Young Kiki. He's going to give y'all his tags.
Special tag.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at young_Kiki10K. YOUNG_KEKE10K. And then follow the group page on Instagram at 10K The Movement. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GDBENT.
All right, my nephew. All right. Well, little big brother, Money Mates, how can we find you? I mean, what are we doing? Come on, talk to me. We got 2 minutes. Come on, talk to me.
I got the Mr. Mace Music page on Facebook. Mr. Mace Music on Facebook. I got the GDB Boss on Instagram. And we got the website, gotthatbagentertainment.net.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Did you see this? Did you see this hot thing that came to you on your messenger? I was like, oh my goodness, number fire.
Yes, sir.
Lisa Stewart, how can we get in touch with you?
Again, you can find me at Celebrity Teen Scene on Instagram or either Lisa Stewart 239.
All right, we are so live. And y'all, before we get out of here, it's an honor and a pleasure to have had Silk the Shaka, Money Mace, 10K. I mean, the whole Got That Bag Entertainment family in the studio, and the most beautiful young lady, my BFF in the mug, Devin Kelly, doing her thing, and of course my big sister Almighty Lisa Stewart. Because none of us will be here today if it weren't for her. So happy 1 year celebration to you, big sis, for all that you endure, all the heartache your little brother Sean Ross and Mace make you go through and still take you to the ring. We love you, sis. And then, y'all know how we do. So y'all know how to get in touch with MC Mac Daddy, the Fat Boy, no eat milk and cookies. And y'all know how I get down when it's time for me to leave. I'm only going to do it like this. Only one way I know how to do it. And you know what, y'all? And I think, oh, man, the brothers are going to haze me. So, hey, like, hustle and motivate. So I'm going to do it like this, y'all. I'm going to do it like this on our way up out the door. So, hey, we love you.
Non-stop boogie.
We're going to ride out like this. We see y'all next week. Keys to the Black West. Make sure y'all tune in. Get your tickets.
The Real Sean Ross Talk Show.
We're going to talk about Nick, rest in peace, Nipsey, Hanso. We love you, Nip Nip. Much love and respect. Come down. Peace.
Never going to love no broke. Whoa. Love that on that. Fried brown, out of bounds, 40 cal, 30 grams. You make it from nothing, such a wonderful feeling. My clothes expensive, my whole belly. Start to lose friends when they notice you winning. They see that we winning. Start to lose friends when they notice you winning. They see that we winning. Trying to get money, pat on my back cause I did it. I pull up in four, blowing smoke to the ceiling. You make it from nothing, such a wonderful feeling. My clothes expensive, my whole
belt. My car go fat, my pockets fat. I take yo, and we go shopping in sack. I'm a popular Mac, never stopping them rack. Dipped a lot of them rack. Why f this rap? Hustling back, so they stuck in the set. Playing Russian roulette. Me, I'm f in the back. I'm a f***ing exec. Money, power, respect. All my weapons is fresh. On the west, I'm a rim. Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling s in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked, I've been self made from the dribble.